Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey guys, thanks for tuning in to this episode of Astros Baseball. We got a good show for you today. We're going to talk about Alex Bregman, who's going to get those last few roster spots. What team is the Astros' biggest competition? Did the Astros just sign a young stud? How will Jose Altuve do next year? This and much, much more. On the show today, as usual, Wally is here as always. And Stadium Steffi, Steffi Wally, what's up?
Hi, y'all.
Nice to see Steffi back on the stream.
Glad to be back.
Is Steffi and Ryan the same person? Because have they been on here together?
Once.
You know that thing where round they're like, we've never seen them together. Oh, yeah, the round table.
I'm Batman.
No, so it's good. Pitchers and catchers report tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. And it's Valentine's Day.
And
that's one thing we're going to do later, folks. We're going to tell you what we love about the Astros. And if you're watching and you want to get in the chat section, we can see it. Tell us what you love, too. And if you want us to talk about anything, you can do it, too. Whatever you want to do. So I had a long day, folks. I woke up at 4:30 in the morning, left it. They called and asked me, do you want to do a softball game today? And I was like, if I get out early enough. So I got out early enough, 6 to 8, got home at 8:30, ate dinner at 9, and here we are live on the podcast. But also, I don't know if I told y'all, but they gave me a tournament. So I'm going to do 2 games one day and 3 the next. But I didn't know what I was getting into tonight. I had to run the scoreboard. Never done that before. And you could hear the parents when you mispronounce their kids' names, if the count's wrong. Because I get confused, like if somebody steals, because I didn't get the strike or ball. I have no idea what happened. I get behind. They start complaining about the count and everything. But anyway, but it was awesome. I love it. What did y'all do today?
Work and then ate food. I made chocolate covered strawberries for tomorrow for myself. Get it twisted. It literally treat yourself, you know? Sometimes you got to. So it was a solid day.
I was looking at baseball, worked out, enjoyed the weather, just getting ready for the season.
What are you doing tomorrow, lover boy?
We went to Trulux on Monday night. It was all you could eat, stone crab claws.
So nothing tomorrow.
It was deadly good. I'm sure we'll cook something.
You know, if there's anything that is all you can eat, and then it's like crab or some kind of seafood behind that, I'm in.
Same.
It's deadly good. You've been to Trulux, haven't you, Steph?
I have not. I've never even heard of that place. So now I'm like, I need to put it on my list of places.
Yeah, it's down Westheimer, just west of Galleria.
Oh, I never heard of it.
Oh, I'm going.
Yeah.
In a heartbeat.
Monday night, all you can eat crab claws, you know. It's good.
All right, let's kick things off, folks, here on Astros Baseball. Let's talk about Alex Bregman. We got Altuve signed and then or extended, if you however you want to word that. And Dana Brown's like, we're going to offer Bregman something, and we still got a couple years on Tucker, and we're going to try to extend him as well. I don't think they can extend everybody on the team, but what do y'all think about what he's saying?
Man, I don't know. I feel like Alex Bregman is truly one of the pillars of this team. I think I've said this before. He and Altuve give off a very good cop, bad cop kind of vibe. And I think that they balance each other out in a leadership way very well. So I feel like he's one of those guys that you want to have him on the team. I hope Dana does give him an offer. And I mean, I would love to have him for a long time, almost very similar to a Bagwell Biggio type situation of having both of them as lifetime Astros. I wouldn't hate the idea.
Yeah. And you know, something that's interesting, you bring up the Bagwell Biggio thing that with Crane that probably separates him a little bit from Drayton is that Drayton held on to the guys really just almost as for sentimental reasons. Crane's not going to do that. He's going to hold on to him as long as they're productive. He's going to work the deal that's he thinks is good for them and but most of all good for the Astros. Something that little thing that they said about Altuve is that before Altuve's deal, there was something said that they had been talking for a while. You know, that tells me that they've been talking to Bregman a little more than they're letting on. That also tells me with some of the Tucker talk that maybe the deal has not gone the way Crane wants it to. And so now he's trying to bring the Tucker situation a little more out and in front to maybe kind of, you know, give the idea there. We may have limited dollars and somebody's going to have to get them first. I think they've got money for both of them. I'm still very surprised that nothing's come on with Matt Chapman. And Chapman is a good fit for Toronto. He's a good fit for the Giants. I just have to think they're trying to wait for Chapman to get signed to give some idea of what Bregman's number is going to be. And we talked before, one of the casts before, you know, Chapman is a superior defensive player. Bregman's an excellent defensive player, but Bregman's by far the superior offensive player.
So you brought up Biggio and Bagwell, right, Steph? Whenever we had George Springer, him and Jose Altuve, they would meet in center field and high five. And you're like, God, these two guys, you know? And then we get Correa, and they become a little tandem there at second base and shortstop. And you think, wow, these guys are going to play forever. And now it's Alex Bregman, and it seems like these two guys are going to play forever. So I think he's had these different partners that we kind of wanted them to stay together forever, and it hasn't happened yet. But one thing that I've always said on this podcast, and if you listen to it, you know that I always say this, Kyle Tucker is awesome. Kyle Tucker's a second team all MLB, 30-30, 100 RBI kind of dude, right? But Alex Bregman is by far, even more than Altuve, the hardest player on this team to replace. Hardest one ever. And then I had to think of his name before the show, but Eduardo Perez, they asked him. I saw a podcast he was on, or I just saw a clip. I don't really watch a bunch of them. And the guy asked him, if you're the Astros, who would you keep? Would you spend the money on Tucker or Bregman? And he said, I would spend the money on Bregman. He said, Bregman is an amazing third baseman. Like, where are you going to find another guy that can play third base that well? And he said, you can replace Kyle Tucker with two decent other guys. Like, he said, Kyle Tucker's a lot easier to replace. Like, I don't want to replace him. I love Kyle Tucker. My wife really loves Kyle Tucker. But I don't know. I really, like, in my heart, I want to give the money to Tucker because I love Tucker. But it's smarter to give it to Bregman. That dude is going to be very, very hard to replace. And I think this year he is going to be on fire because he said it. This is the first year that he's not coming in injured. So maybe they can get a deal done with him. I mean, how is he 4 years younger than Altuve?
Yes, about he's going into like his age 30 season. Altuve is playing in his age 34.
So they gave Altuve five. They'd give him nine. And then they have the same kind of contract. But will he take a lower one at the end? The thing about Bregman is, like, other teams are going to give him more. So the Astros aren't going to be able to do what they did with Altuve. So if they want him, they're going to have to pay him. If they want Kyle Tucker, and I sound like a broken record, I say this every podcast, but who knows? Alex Bregman loves playing here. I have no idea, but that's my
Boris has said this is Boris has said that Bregman's negotiation is a typical free agent deal. You know, he's at the point now, he'll be 30. This is going to be his last big contract.
Yeah.
If he signs, say, 6 years and he goes at age 36, Well, he's not going to be able to get that same number. He's going to be working on one, maybe 2 year contracts.
Yep. I agree.
Very true.
So y'all think it's going to get done or not?
50-50. I think
it's like 80-20.
I feel more positive than negative about it, for sure.
Really?
I do. I'm
negative.
I don't know why.
I'm more negative.
I don't know. I feel like it's going to get done, because I feel like, too, last time that Bregman and Altuve were in this situation, they both got contracts very quickly, one right after the other, with those extensions. And so it could be a repeat of history, hopefully in a good way, of them keeping the band together for a little bit longer, you know?
Yeah.
But what Altuve's done with Boris, and they're both represented by Boris, mm-hmm. it will show you, is if Altuve goes, if a player goes to Boris and says, I want to stay here and I want you to work a deal out, and here's some of the parameters we're talking about, Boris will get the deal done with the team, and he'll work the extension. If the player says, let's just see what it looks like, that's what's going to happen. It'll get expensive.
True.
All right, Wally, this is a topic you brought up. Let's talk about the last few roster spots. I did a show by myself, I believe, talking about the last two roster spots. And I think we both agree that there's two spots available on the offensive side, and there's two spots available pitching-wise. It could be Bennett Sosa. It could be the Magic Man. It can't be Matt Gage anymore because he's not here. There's plenty of people that it could be.
Yeah.
And then they also, on the last podcast, we talked about them picking up a new starter and moving one of the guys down to the bullpen. So I don't know. Who do you think, and what are you thinking about these two spots, and who could it be?
Well, you've got McTaggart had a good article in Astros.com today. If somebody wants to get a little more detail on that side, you know, you've got four spots in the bullpen you can be looking at. You've got essentially two spots on the bench as players. You know, reasonably, you're talking about Whitley, you're talking about Souza, you're talking about Sean Dubin, Martinez, Belak, this new guy, Oliver Ortega, Parker Mashinsky, Dylan Coleman. They're going to keep probably one left-hander, so you're saying probably Souza or Mashinsky. Mashinsky's been okay. You know, never been good enough to stay up. Souza came up in September, was lights out. I think they wish they could have taken him to the playoffs, but they got him after September 1st. The interesting one on the pitching staff is Whitley.
Yeah.
You know, they've been waiting. You know, this is make or break for Whitley. If they... I think they're going to give him every chance to make the team, give him a chance to get on the major league team, start in the bullpen. If his stuff comes back and he can stay healthy, you know, he gives you options in the starting staff for 2025 and beyond. If he can't do it, then they're just going to DFA him. Mm-hmm. You know, he's 26. Mm-hmm. He's been around the team for 8 years. He could probably use a fresh start. Brandon Belak's one of these guys who's got a good chance of making the team, because even if he's a bullpen guy, he can be your long man. Dylan Coleman had some good time in Kansas City, but I don't think he's a guarantee. So if you're asking me to pick guys, I'm saying probably Whitley, Souza, Belak, and flip a coin between Dylan Coleman and Seth Martinez.
I would think Dylan Coleman would make it because they traded for him.
Yeah. But, I mean, you would think so. That's who McTaggart says. None of us have seen him pitch. None of them have seen Coleman pitch. So, yeah, I mean, yeah, we just go by what somebody says.
I think Forrest Whitley's spot in the bullpen on our team in 2024 is his to lose.
Yeah, I think so.
Because he's got it. He can't win it. He can only lose it. Because they want to give it to him bad. So,
well, but that's kind of been his MO all the way through the minors. They've given him the spot, and it's been his to lose, and he's become expert at losing it.
But through, that was through being a starter. Now they move him to the bullpen.
Well, but where for whatever, but whether it's through, you know, personal issues or injury, yeah. It seems like every time he's ready to step up, something happens and the step goes back. And I hope for him that it comes out. But, you know, everybody loves to see a guy who struggled finally succeed. And you want to see him do well. You want to see him overcome all the issues and be the guy that we thought he was going to be 4 or 5 years ago.
What about on offensively? The position,
what's that? Yeah, on the position side, you know, Dubon's one of them. He's your Swiss Army knife. Kessinger can play a lot of positions. You've got Hensley, Cabbage, Jolk, Singleton. Man, Singleton has got his work cut out for him.
He does.
I think he's just got his work cut out for him. Jolks was good for, you know, 80, 90 games, and then all of a sudden he couldn't figure out how to get a hit. Yeah. And didn't do that great down at Sugarland. Cabbage, I think they'd like to give Cabbage a spot, give him a shot. David Hensley's one that's still out there. And if you remember back in the Seattle game when Yordan hit that big home run, Hensley worked that walk. So yeah, and he's another one that looked like he had a lot of promise. Then last year he just forgot how to hit when he came up, and he's another one you want him to do well because he just seems to be a good team guy, and he in 22 he had so many professional at bats down the stretch, and you wonder what happened. You hope it comes back. I think Kessinger is a good odds on favorite. You know, Cabbage, Hensley, Jolks. You know, probably Jolks because you need an extra outfielder. You know, yep. Jolks is like we're talking about Whitley having the job to lose. I think it's Jolks' job to lose.
Really?
Yeah, I do. I
think it's Cabbage's job to lose. I think they're pretty excited about Cabbage.
Yeah, we'll see. I mean, again, like Coleman, we haven't seen Cabbage yet. You know, yeah. you see that one reel where he hit a home run about 800 feet to center field and in Anaheim.
Yeah.
But I mean, you look at Fangraphs on his experience, like 0.063 years of service time.
Yeah.
So he's got like a week.
Yeah. Whenever I did the 26 man roster, I think the last two spots, they were down to like Jolt, Kessinger, David Hensley, and Singleton. I think those are the last four that I had remaining, but that was before we had Cabbage.
Yeah.
Steffi, what's up?
I think,
you know, just hanging out, man.
I know. Well, what do you have any thoughts about the last roster spots?
Honestly, I mean, I think it's Jolks too. I think Jolks did so much last year that you can't deny that he came in and stepped up when he needed to. He obviously had his moments of struggle, but I really don't think you can deny that he kind of like proved his worth last year. So I really think I agree that it's Jolks' job to lose. So, yeah. But I mean, you never know what happens during spring training. They obviously give everybody a really good look at that time. So it'll be interesting to see what plays out around all of those moments. But I would love to continue seeing Jolks. I think he was just a very exciting, dynamic player last year and one that was really fun to watch. And yeah, you got excited when he came up to bat because you kind of always felt like he was going to do something, or at least maybe I did. And maybe I'm alone in that. Hopefully not, though. But
no.
But yeah, so I think it's Jolks' job to lose, too, especially with that bench utility kind of spot there.
Jolt, when
he's
Jolt
a local
was
guy.
Up, when Jolt
doesn't hurt,
up, it kind of felt like it was because he was local. It had a different feeling. Like you kind of like pushed for him a little more deep in the bottom of your heart. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. Yeah.
And another guy who was never a prospect, and then all of a sudden flashed on the AAA and say, "Wow, here's a guy that's got some years. It's not been easy for him."
And also, Pedro León's going to get his first shot at the big league camp. So, Who knows? We've been talking about this guy being our center fielder for the last 4 years, so we'll see what happens. He's the Forrest Whitley of the outfield. So anyway, let's get to the Astros' biggest competition. Let's start with Steffi. She needs to talk a little more.
I'm an awful person to start with on this. I don't even know. I was looking for insight.
Wally, let's start with you, Wally.
Seattle. Seattle. I was looking at Seattle's, you know, just their arms to, you know, their pitching staff. They've got a staff that can go toe to toe with it, with pretty much anybody. Their staff is Castillo, Gilbert, Kirby, Bryce Miller, and Brian Wu. Bullpens, you know, is Munoz, Brash Santos. Bullpen's not quite as good as the starting staff has been. Man, that's a tough starting staff.
Do you think they're the biggest competition to win the World Series, or just the AL West?
I'm worried about the West right now. Let's win the West. We'll worry about the rest of it.
The West. So we're doing the West. Okay.
Far as the World Series, I think either Seattle or the Astros can stack up against anybody. You know, everybody says the Yankees are going to win 95-100 games, but you know, you look at that staff. Yeah. They've never been able to. Those guys can't stay healthy.
They always get more credit than they deserve.
Yes, they do. Yes,
okay,
they
I'm ready
do.
Now. I'm ready this time.
All right, Steph's ready.
If we're going West, I think it's still the Rangers. I think the Rangers are going to have something to prove. I think they're going to come in very hot. I think that they have a very well-rounded team. Last year, I will say, I don't feel like they ever faced huge adversity the way that maybe the Astros did a little bit, and we had to fight a little harder. So I think it's going to be a huge competition, not even just looking at the numbers, looking at the stats, looking at how their rosters line up against one another, but just from a pure pride standpoint, I think that pride can play a huge part in that. So I think it's going to be the Rangers, and I think that we're going to be battling for the West again next year, or this year.
Wow. So I'm on the spot. I got to pick one of those two teams because it's not Oakland and it's not the LA Angels.
It's true.
Of Anaheim or whatever they are now. I got to go with Steph on this. When you watch the playoffs, I was going to say if, but if you're listening to this or you're a guest or you're a host or whatever today on this show, you watched the Astros play the Rangers. They have a great combination of veterans and some really young guys that really played well. So what could happen to them possibly is their old veterans could get hurt. Their young kids could all have sophomore slumps. But they have a really good team, and I think they're very well put together. I think both of them are going to give us competition. Anybody that thinks the Astros are going to plow right through this and win the AL West easily is in for a surprise. I think it's going to be tough. I still think the Astros are going to win it, though.
I think so,
it's been surprising to see how people are picking the Astros to win by 5 or 6 games. I'm with both of you. I don't think it's going to be, whether it's the Rangers or whether it's the Mariners, it's going to be close because
it's going to be tight.
You're right, Rob. You're right, Rob. When you look at guys like Langford coming up for the Rangers, you know, they've got a pipeline coming of young players. They've got a, you know, with the Rangers, it's going to be their pitching staff. You know, they put that pitching staff together with chewing gum and baling wire and just kind of held that thing together, and then the starters got hot at the right time.
Yeah. 100%. And I think
they won't
Rob's
have
point,
Jordan Montgomery.
Sorry, go ahead, Rob.
No, I'm sorry. I was going to say they won't have Jordan Montgomery. And then what Wally said last year in the playoffs, they just had to keep going to Leclerc because they didn't have anybody else to go to. So,
yeah. Yeah. So no, I think to your
well
point,
last
Rob,
year too.
Absolutely. To Rob's point, too, I think you do look at some of these guys that were very dynamic in the playoffs, guys that were some of the newer guys. And you look at a little bit of the Jeremy Peña situation from what was it, 2022 to 2023. And he kind of went through that sophomore slump, and it was a struggle for him. So you kind of wonder, is that going to happen to the Rangers? Are they going to have some guys that are going to kind of hit that plateau and maybe have a little bit of a struggle year? But I think that time is only going to tell, and it's going to be an interesting ride.
It's going to be real interesting for the Rangers to have just won it, to go through an offseason as being the champions, playing late longer in the season than they ever have, and having everybody tell them how wonderful they are, and then coming into the next season. And we've seen it with the Astros. You know, every year they come back from winning a World Series, they've made the playoffs. They've made the championship series, but they haven't just not have been quite as sharp.
Yeah. So the thing about the Astros, if you're not an Astro fan looking at them, if you go wins or losses as far as winning the division, maybe that is why the Astros have those extra wins, is because last year we didn't have JV the whole year. That's going to be more wins.
Yeah.
If Framber comes back to the no-hitter guy that he was earlier in the year, I think the guy was leading the league in ERA, and then the last 2 months he had like a 5.6 or something. So if he comes around, we got CJ, then we're going to get Luis García and Lance McCullers sometime before the playoffs.
Jose Urquidy will have a full year.
What do y'all think about Urquidy? I mean, is Urquidy any more than a four starter?
I think he's just a guy that you put in there when you don't have five guys. But he's really good. I trust him in the playoffs. So let me take that back.
Oh, man.
I trust him in the playoffs. Yeah. Big time. Big time.
Absolutely.
Big time. Trust him in the playoffs. All right. Did y'all see this guy's name? Have you heard of this guy before today?
No.
Until you told us about him, I had no idea who this guy was.
So they acquired this guy. He's a minor league player from San Diego Padres, Oliver Carrillo, only 22 years old. I think he's in the Caribbean League and then maybe low A. I'm not really sure. I didn't write everything down. But I did have it in the picture I sent y'all. 91 games, 315 average, 20 homers, 75 RBIs, 505 on base percentage, 1.116 OPS. It's like the lowest competition of all, but those are pretty good numbers. That's somebody that could index. So you know what I'm thinking about? If you could go back in time when the Astros traded for Yordan Alvarez, nobody got online and said, oh yeah, look at this dude we got from Cuba. Like, I think they just put it out that they made the trade and nobody even paid attention to it. I certainly didn't. I didn't know anything about him. So you never know.
Astros are just kind of glad to get rid of Josh Fields at that point.
Oh, man. When we played him in the World Series, I was like, look, they're going to light this guy up. He sucks. And they lit him up.
Yeah. Sure enough.
He got lit up like a Roman candle.
we got Yordan out of it. So, but I don't know. I like to remember these names. And then one day they're going to be really good. And you're like, hey, remember that guy? We talked about that on the show.
He's a lottery ticket.
Yeah.
You know.
Why not?
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores led by Walmart and Target are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Okay, I also sent y'all something about Altuve's stats. Did you see it?
I did.
Because if he didn't, I want you to try to tell me what you think he's going to get. What is it? 26 homers? You think he's high or low? 26 homers. I say higher.
I think higher, but I also wouldn't. If someone said he hits 26 home runs, I wouldn't throw it away out of hand.
Yeah, Steffi, higher or lower? 26.
I think right at 26.
Oh, well, you're
right on the number.
Did you write this story? Okay, he's gonna score.
It was me. How'd you know?
He's gonna score 104 runs. I think that's easily. He's gonna score 104 runs.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I think that's got to be higher.
Yeah.
33 That's doubles. Hard. I don't even know how many doubles the guy gets. I don't know if that's good or not. 33 doubles. That's like one double every four games. I'm going to go with lower. I don't know if that's good. How many did he have last year? Can you look that up, Wally?
I'm looking at it right now. I think he was high. Well, you know, last year he was only played 90 games because of year before. Let's see. Let's go to 22. He had 39 and 22.
He would have had more. He didn't get thrown out.
He had 21 last year. So if you take that and scale it up, that's pretty. It's mid to high 30s.
And they have 353 on base percentage. That's pretty much one. That's a 300 average. That's one every three times going to get on base. Yeah, sure.
Yeah, I feel that one.
And OPS. No,
The batting average I saw was like 273, and I think that's low.
For Altuve, yeah. He's going to have the struggle to get 270. There was one year he was struggling, and then he got hot, and he was hitting 303 all of a sudden, like. This dude can get hot. I think 270.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
An OPS of 819. I think he'd go higher than that.
I think so, too.
I think so, too. But I always just think the best of Altuve, to be honest. It's the problem.
I just said higher on everything except doubles. That's how much I like the guy.
I said the same thing except for home runs. I said right at 26.
Yeah, he's one of those guys that's been so consistent until he shows you that he's tailing off. I'm gonna go with his previous production.
Absolutely. Ooh,
we got a comment from longtime listener Steve Harden, Bald Eagle 33 is his name on Twitter. Altuve will hit his number in home runs 27. That's what he says.
I almost went one higher, Steve, and then I didn't, and I said right at 26. So. I'm okay with that. I like that.
All right, Steve. Thanks for being a part of the show. I think you're the first comment ever. If you didn't live halfway across the world, I'd send you some stickers. Steve is a good guy. He's been listening for a long time. So, Steve, make sure you follow these guys if you're not. All right. So if you're watching the live stream or you're watching on YouTube, you already see the next topic. So we already talked about the spring training hat, which is nestled right there behind Wally. The batting practice hat. What do you think about this? Do y'all know what it is?
No, I haven't.
You
seen
haven't
it.
Seen it?
No.
You flashed it a little bit earlier.
Wow. All right. So it is a navy. I should have put it on the screen. It is a navy blue hat. And what is it called when there's just a panel in the front? Do they call it faux?
Trucker hats?
No. The panel in the front has like the tequila sunrise stripes. It's sweet.
Ooh.
I didn't know y'all didn't see it. I would have tried to put it on here. But I would have to look it up, save it, put it on here. I can't do it.
Oh, I see it. Yeah, that.
Okay, now that you've seen it.
Yeah, I've seen it.
It's pretty sweet.
Yeah, it's kind of cool.
That's what they're going to hit batting practice with. I mean, usually it's like an orange one maybe, or a plain blue one with the with the logo with the circle. But I, dude, orange hat for spring training, tequila sunrise in the front for batting practice. This is a good start.
Oh, yeah.
I'm with it.
So I send you guys everything. So you should have seen this already. It's on your phone. Did you see the St. Patrick's Day hat? It's the same thing. It has the white panel in the front. Yeah. It is sweet. But I'm telling you, I can't get online and buy a hat for $45. I can't do it.
Nope. Not if it doesn't say World Series on it. If it says World Series, it's going to be a little more valuable.
Well, I'm going to wear it. I don't care what it has on it, but what do I have here? Oh, see, I got the gold one. I bought this for $10. Hey, this thing was for sale for like $50 at the game. And then the last game of the year I went to, they were $10. And then online, they're like $16. So I bought another one. I'm a
cheapskate. This one was from game one of the 2022 series against the Phillies. And no, I paid more than $10.
Oh yeah, you did. That hat's probably like $5 now on Fanatics.
I love it.
Those hats are cheap. That's a dad hat. You're a dad hatter.
Dad hat.
You got it.
I wear dad hats.
So this is
my face better.
This guy on TikTok, I guess somebody was saying something about the way he bends his hat. It was like a really bent, really bad.
Uh-huh.
And someone's like, why do you bend your hat like that? And then he put a flat bill hat on, like super flat, but it was really high. And he's like, what do you want me to look like, a train conductor? And he was like, toot, toot. But the guy's hat was way too
really
small.
Funny.
But you know, some people tell me you need to bend your hat. You're not 15. I'm like, dude, I just put it on. It's not like I set it on the table and I lay stuff on it to keep it flat. It's just on. I'm not going to put a hillbilly Charlie Morton bend in it to please you.
Oh, love it. I love it.
All right. That's all we got. I think we put together a fun show tonight. Oh, we got another comment. Yeah. Oh, thumbs up. Way to go, Steve. You tricked me.
We love it.
All right. Y'all got any final thoughts?
Thought we were doing Astros things we love.
Wow. Okay,
and I got to scroll
down. We're not done, folks. We're still not done. We're not even done with that because we got this. What was the last one? Closest to
Chili's was
Chili's.
The last
it's Chili's.
Chili's. I don't have my glasses on, but now we have closest stadiums, folks. This is the same guy. Breaker. I got to get his name. It's two times in a row. I don't have his name. Closest MLB stadium. In distance to Waffle House. Here's my Waffle
Atlanta.
House.
It's got to be Atlanta.
How do you know this?
Well, it's Atlanta, you know, Southern. And
it's half a mile away. Is there one in the stadium?
I think it's like right outside.
Okay. Well, how
you
do you
want to say it's like right outside of the battery, maybe?
Cincinnati.
But if it's Atlanta, they got more Waffle Houses in Atlanta you can shake a stick at.
Is this a bad thing to be close to a Waffle House?
I don't know.
Some people like it, and I don't. I won't even go in it.
Really?
I stopped in Denton, Texas, and went to a Waffle House. And half of it you can smoke, and the other half you couldn't. I sat down, and I was going to order, and I'm like, it stinks in here. So I won't go back just because of that. Globe Life Field is number 3. Tropicana, number 4. The Astros are number 9. Do you know how far away a Waffle House is to Minute Maid Park?
Like 2.5 miles, something like that.
No.
How far?
Dallas.
Steph's got to answer first, guy.
The suspense. Well, I already saw it, but I just forgot.
Oh, I wouldn't even know because I don't know if there's a Waffle House in Houston. I would say like 20 miles. I have no idea, but it's 11. 11 and a half miles.
Yeah. I was shocked when I saw that. I was like, I feel like there's not one that close. Yeah. But
it's like, where it's the hell's the Waffle House?
Also, the guy's name is Brooks Gate.
Brooks Gate. Everyone follow at Brooks Gate. I'm going to get him on here.
You should.
Like, hey, dude, you might as well come on because we're stealing all your stuff. At Brooks Gate.
At Brooks, no E, underscore so, Gate.
So again, T-Mobile Park in Seattle isn't near anything. What's in Seattle? A Starbucks? That guy should be a Starbucks. They could be first.
If you did buy Starbucks, it would easily be Seattle. maybe. No, New York doesn't have one that close, I guess. Neither. Yeah.
The biggest surprise on the list. This is my biggest shocker. Waffle House. I think Waffle House is a low, crappy kind of place. Coming in at number 28 at 628 miles is Oakland. How does Oakland not have a Waffle House in the stadium?
They don't have anything in the stadium. That's the issue.
Did y'all see the mayor of Las Vegas?
Yes.
She was like, talk about keep someone them there. Keep them there.
It wasn't
even a done deal.
You talk about somebody who's been crawfishing after that. Oof.
Goodness. Oh,
she changed her tune?
She's trying.
Oh.
That's wild. Yeah, when I saw that, I was like, this has got to be a parody account, right? Like, there's no way the mayor of Las Vegas is telling them to stay in Oakland. Sure enough, it was real. I was shocked.
You know something? If you look at number 17 and 18, going back to the list, there's two stadiums. One is 75.71 miles away. I guess this isn't going to make sense. And the other one is 75.85 miles away. It's probably the same Waffle House. Because it's New York.
Probably is. Has to right? be.
Yeah.
Probably the Waffle House in Times Square. Do they have a Waffle House in Times Square? I don't really know, but
it wouldn't be 75 miles.
That is wild, though.
Wrigley Field.
Just wild.
So anyway, yeah, that's it. Brooks Gate, thank you for your content.
It's fun. It's fun content. He's got good stuff.
And Steffi, what do you love about the Astros?
Let me put this up here first. I'm digging the orange. We switched to the orange last time. You know, like it, Steph?
I love the orange.
It's way better.
It pops. It pops. It does. You know?
It does.
I don't know what to do with my hands. Anyway, so things I love about the Astros. Wow. One of the things I love the most is spring training. I think it's one of the most incredible experiences. And if you haven't done it, you should. As an Astros fan, it's an amazing place to get autographs. It's an amazing place to see new prospects for the first time, to see guys fighting for a spot, and really just to be in Florida in the sun. But wear your sunscreen, because learned that the hard way a couple times. And I've been going for 7 years, and for some reason I haven't learned. But here we are. But yeah, spring training, one of my favorite times of the year. And it's just, again, it's one of those things that you got to do it once. But then when you do it once, you're going to want to go for the rest of your life, like my family and I have. So, yeah, I would say spring training is an Astros thing I love. And I think we have some of the best facilities out of any major league team. They're just incredible.
Mm. Well, I like how the Astros play the game. I love how they play the game. And I also love that no matter how many people hate us, and how many people say vile things and call us cheaters, the Astros stick it to them every year and just smile doing it.
Yep.
I love it.
I'm not really prepared to answer this, but. So back before I joined Fansided, I could do whatever I wanted on here. I wasn't getting paid. I just did whatever I wanted. I had the logo black. It had the Empire Strikes. It was the Empire Strikes Back logo, but on top of the Death Star. And the Imperial March was the intro music. I like being the bad guy. It's fun.
I love it.
I don't know. It's just kind of fun liking a team nobody else likes. Because you're not going to get bandwagon Astro fans. You can't. No one's going to jump on the bandwagon, I don't think.
Kind of gives you some freedom because you can do what you want because no one likes you anyway.
Exactly.
True. They're going to call you a cheater no matter what. So.
Yeah. They say that on TikTok. I'm like, is that all you got, Demi?
somebody gave it to me the other day about saying Altuve shouldn't be in the Hall of Fame, can't be in the Hall of Fame because the Astros are cheaters. And I said, if you're using your logic, Willie Mays shouldn't be in the Hall of Fame. Mm. And I was like, what? I said, in 1951, the New York Giants had a guy in the center field in the Polo Grounds with a telescope.
Yep.
And the flashlight. May have talked about it before. And they were relaying signs, and the Giants went on that big run. And then who was playing center field? Willie Mays. So if Altuve's not going to be in the Hall of Fame, you got to take Willie out too.
He'll be in there. So here's another thing I love about being an Astros fan. I love how if other people are a little short on likes and views on their little pages, all they got to do is talk about us. That's all they got to do.
Ain't that the truth?
That's all they got to talk about.
Some people have made a career out of it.
They have.
It's crazy.
I guess Steve's done. All right, Steve. Whoa, what happened? All right. Well, that's all I have. For real this time. Y'all have any final thoughts that you might have wanted to get off your chest?
It's just great to start the season.
Yep.
Pitchers and catchers tomorrow. That's awesome.
Pitchers and catchers tomorrow.
You know, we didn't even talk about the Super Bowl. And there's no need to. But baseball.
Super Bowl is that it's over. So that is baseball season.
That's all I saw on Twitter is like, all right, baseball season starts.
You're up.
So I'm pretty excited about spring training. I can't wait for us to be able to come on here and talk about some games, for Steffi to go live on location at spring training and find Luke Berryhill. So yesterday, him and his dad were outside loading up his car. He's like, Luke's heading to Florida. So
that's pretty exciting. That's awesome.
All right, folks, now there's five people. Oh, we got a comment.
Enjoy
the show as usual. Go Astros. Let's go. All right, Steve, thank you.
Thank you, Steve. Wally,
Stadium Steffi. We'll see you next time. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time on Astros Baseball.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.